Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
43. Shri Krishna. Shri Krishna Krishna Saka Vrishni Rishabhavani Drug Rajanyavamsa Dahana Napavarga Virya Govinda Godvija Surati Haravatara Yogeshvara Kila Guru Bhagavan Namaste You can chant Shri Krishna and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. O Krishna, O friend of Arjuna, O chief among the descendants of Vrishni, you are the destroyer of those political parties which are disturbing elements on this earth. Your prowess never deteriorates. You are the proprietor of the transcendental abode and you descend to relieve the distresses of the cows, the brahmanas, and the devotees. You possess all mystic powers and you are the preceptor of the entire universe. You are the Almighty God, and I offer you my respectful obeisances. Purport. A summary of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna is made herein by Srimati Kunti Devi. The Almighty Lord, as His eternal transcendental abode, where He is engaged in keeping Surabhi cows, He is served by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. He descends on the material world to reclaim as devotees and to annihilate the disturbing elements in groups of political parties and kings who are supposed to be in charge of administration work. He creates, maintains, and annihilates by His unlimited energies and still is always full with prowess and does not deteriorate in potency. The cows, the brahmanas, and the devotees of the Lord are all objects of His special attention because they are very important factors for the general welfare of living beings. Omagya. When the devotees came to India, they rented a place in Kolkata today, which we still have at Albert Road. But at that time when we got the place, we were renting it, and the name of the landlord was a Mr. Rai, like Ramananda Rai. But he had the Mr. Rai part, not the Ramananda part. Yeah. So, by some coincidence, Achyutananda Swami absorbed the Bengali culture a lot. And we know we got the songs of the Vaishnava Acharyas through his learning of Bengali language, and also his translation, which Prabhupada approved of. And he gave the introduction to the Sangha of Vaishnavacharyas. So, by some coincidence, Achyutananda Swami, he met Mr. Rai. And Mr. Rai is the landlord, and we are paying rent. So the landlord is always right. Mr. Rai happens to be a Vaishnav from birth. And feeling himself a Bengali and a devotee from birth, and at the same time he claimed in no uncertain terms that he is a very deep devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he began to preach in a way to show how he can reveal the confidential truth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Achyutananda Swami. And then he said that actually Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is greater than Radha and Krishna. So therefore he is much more sweeter and much more beautiful. Like that. And Achyutananda Swami, knowing this is landlord, he was very submissive in his hearing. Like that. And he was actually impressed at the same time. So Mr. Rai went on to say that, you see, Krishna is like milk. And Radharani is like sugar. So when you mix the both, you get Rasagulla. And Lord Chaitanya is Rasagulla. Like that. So, therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is greater than Radha and Krishna. And because he is greater, he is original, and Radha and Krishna come from him. Like that. So, Achyutananda Swami was, by this time, quite confused. So he approached Srila Prabhupada, and after repeating what the landlord said, he asked Srila Prabhupada whether Radha and Krishna come first or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes first. Then Srila Prabhupada said, we'll take the same example. Okay. He said, which is first? Milk and sugar or Rasagulla? Like that. Then Srila Prabhupada replied, in a similar way, Radha Krishna come first, just like milk and sugar are first, existing separately, and then they combine to make Rasagulla. Then because Mr. Rai said that Lord Chaitanya is the greatest, greater than Radha and Krishna. So Achyutananda Swami was actually concerned more about this point. Like that. So he asked Srila Prabhupada, who is greater, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Lord Krishna? Like that. And Srila Prabhupada, he thought for a moment, you know, deeply, and then he replied, that you see this picture? He pointed to the wall. There's no picture on this wall. But he said, you see this picture? He pointed to the wall like that. And he said, what do you see? He said, I see that Srimati Radharani is very angry and Krishna is bowing down his head and, you know, mukut made of nice Vrindavan forest greenery, plus the peacock feather. He's placing his mukut and his head, forehead, at the feet, lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, and begging for forgiveness. Like that. Then Srila Prabhupada said, yes, Srimati Radharani is the greatest. Like that. And then, and therefore, because Srimati Radharani is the greatest, Krishna himself, who is not greater than her, has come as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because she is the greatest, that Krishna has come as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is the logic that Srila Prabhupada explained in that way. And then Srila Prabhupada said, now look at this picture. So he pointed at that picture. And he asked, what do you see? He said that I see Krishna is carrying the wooden slippers or sandals of Nanda Maharaj on his head. And he is taking it to Nanda Maharaj with great struggle out of service to Nanda Maharaj's father. And then Srila Prabhupada said, you see, Nanda Maharaj is the greatest. Like that. Then Srila Prabhupada went on to say, in this mood, the devotee is greater. But especially coming from the mood of Srimati Radharani being the greatest, so similarly the devotee is greater. And then Srila Prabhupada said, and like that, all of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they are the greatest because they control Krishna with their love. And they imbued with that Ladini Shakti, which is emanating from Srimati Radharani. So yeah, in this particular purport, it is interesting, in the verse itself, it says Sura. And in the word for word, Prabhupada translates it as demigods. But in the translation, he translates it as devotees. He doesn't use the word demigod. So Srila Prabhupada is clarifying, not that he is greater than Sukadev Goswami or Vyasadev, not in that sense, like that. But Srila Prabhupada is clarifying, although we have Namo Brahmanya, you know, Devaya, Go Brahmanya, Itayacha. So the word Devaya is also there, Devas. Namo Brahmanya, Devaya. Asur, that's Suras, Devatas, the demigods. Go Brahmanya, Itayacha. Jagatishtaya, Krishnaya, Govindaya, Namo Namaha. And Queen Kunti is also using the word Govinda in this particular verse, saying the Lord of Golokadam, in that sense. But Srila Prabhupada makes a clear distinction, extremely clear distinction in the translation. Like that. We know that they are the devas who are devotees of sorts. And Srila Prabhupada said in another place, at best, most of the devatas are neophyte devotees. Like that. And at best, some of them are pure devotees, like Lord Brahma is the head of our disciplic succession in some ways. So therefore, we see that he is clarifying that there are types of devotees like the demigods, and he's clarifying that the cows and the brahmanas are important to Krishna. But yes, specifically in the translation as well as the purport, he emphasizes the word devotees clearly instead of the word demigods or suras or devatas. Clearly, he pulls that out very nicely in the translation and in the purport. So why is this there? Why is this there? Because you can have a relationship with a cow on your terms. It is clear. Because the cow is an animal that is innocent and full. And therefore, you can, by your sense of intelligence, you can have a relationship more with the cow than the cow can reciprocate with you. In that sense. And with the brahmanas, there's a distinguished situation between the devotees and the brahmanas. And Srila Prabhupada says in many places that the brahmanas themselves may not necessarily be devotees due to the caste system. Like that. So in that sense also, the devotee is not superior, but he respects the brahmanas. But if they are involved in not being a devotee of the Lord, then one keeps a respectful distance, at the same time respecting the brahmanas. And therefore he uses the word devotees in the translation as well as the purport, distinguishing it very clearly. And simultaneously, Srila Prabhupada says in many places that the devotee himself is the highest brahmana, the best of the brahmanas, like that. Now, we see that in this sense, the devotee specifically refers to Vaishnavas, which distinguishes us from the brahmanas, the cows, as well as the devatas or the suras. It's clear. It is clearly distinction in that sense. Okay. So when we say the Premadwani prayers every morning, we naturally offer respects to our founder Acharya, you know, Jayom Vishnupad, Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya, Astatara Sri Srimad, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Kijaya. But, and also, you know, we say ISKCON founder, BBT founder, Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, Kijaya. That is natural for us because everything emanates really from him in terms of being a member of ISKCON. And he is the best of the Vaishnavas. The best in that way. Nobody can be equal to him, to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada is second to none. This is there, very clear. Like that. And that should also be embraced in the consciousness of every member of ISKCON for time to come in the forthcoming generations also. Now, what do we say next in the Premadwani prayers? Before we say Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, what do we say? Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai. But we give prominence to Srila Prabhupada first as the principal Vaishnav, but then Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai. And then we continue and we say so many other prayers in the Premadwani prayers. And how do we end the prayer? Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. How many times? Three times. All glories to the assembled devotees. Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. And we say this every day, sometimes a few times a day. You know, after a morning, after morning sadhana program and so forth. So literally, figuratively, spiritually, in every way, we are sandwiched by Vaishnavas from beginning to end. Like that. We are sandwiched from beginning to end. In the beginning, Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrindiki Jai, and in the end, Samaveda Bhakta Vrindiki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees, and thrice, not even once. Just to emphasize this point, that we are sandwiched by Vaishnavas. Like that. And then in the Mangalacharana prayers, Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun, then Vaishnavamscha. Then Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Vitamscha. So amongst the many Vaishnavas, there will be several Shiksha Gurus. And amongst the several Shiksha Gurus, there will be one Diksha Guru. So when we say Vandeham Shri Guru, it indicates that that Shri Guru came from Shri Gurun. And that Shri Gurun came from Shri Vaishnavamscha. So without Vaishnavas, there's no prominence of Shiksha Gurus. And without Shiksha Gurus, there's no prominence of Diksha Guru. Practically, the Vaishnavas give birth to Shiksha Gurus. And the Shiksha Gurus give birth to the Diksha Guru. So we should understand the root of Shiksha Gurus and understand the root of the Diksha Guru. From the immediate perspective in the beginning stages of a devotee's formative years in Krishna consciousness, in the neophyte stage, which is the stage one regards the Diksha Guru as the most prominent in one's life. But in the mature stages of Krishna consciousness, one regards both the Diksha Guru amongst the Shiksha Gurus as more prominent. Like that. Why? Because in the mature stages of Krishna consciousness, one sees that the consciousness of the Diksha Guru is expanded in the form also of the Shiksha Gurus. Like that. And when one is in a pure stage of Krishna consciousness as a disciple, then one sees that the Shiksha Gurus, which includes the prominence of the Diksha Guru, is expanded in the consciousness of all the Vaishnavas. Like that. And therefore the Vaishnavas are given most prominence. In the beginning stages, Krishna is most important. In the intermediate stages, Hari and Guru are most important. In the topmost stage, Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas are of most prominence. On a practical level, the immediate service mood is based on Vaishnav Seva because they are so easily available but most difficult to serve. Not from the perspective of the Vaishnav that you're serving, but from your personal perspective, it may be very difficult. And even less difficult to serve is the Shiksha Guru or some senior devotee visits as a Shiksha Guru. And easiest to serve is the Guru. Why? Because you are much more careful in serving the Guru. You are less careful in serving the Shiksha Gurus. And you are least careful in serving the Vaishnavas. All that is on the basis of the beginning stages of Krishna consciousness, and the beginning stages of Krishna consciousness can also take a few lifetimes if you're lucky. But when you serve without discrimination, seeing that I'm serving the Vaishnavas as if I am serving my Diksha Guru, then you see the expanded consciousness of the purity of the Diksha Guru in the Vaishnavas. It's like that. So one time I was accompanying His Holiness Giriraj Swami to one program. Like that. And for whatever it's worth, some people feel that I may be his senior most disciple. Like that. So I accompanied him to her program. And Somehow, if you know His Holiness Giriraj Swami, he doesn't function on material time. He functions on his own time. Like that. So the program was over and he was meeting devotees and so forth. So I happened to be with him, but I happened to leave the room. And then I was wondering, the devotees are all like sitting around and waiting. I was wondering what's happening. And some devotees were going into the cars and leaving. So immediately when I saw one devotee, "Hey, are you going? Did you honor prasadam?" I said, "No." "Why?" I said, "No, the host said, first the guru should eat." Like that. So I called the host, the devotee. I said, "What nonsense is this?" So he got a little scared of me when I spoke like that. I said, "This is your guest, a devotee. He's leaving without eating because you proclaimed that first the guru should eat and they should leave. And even if the guru eats 2 hours or 3 hours later, they should starve and leave without." I said, "What nonsense is this?" Okay. So he started like sort of arguing with me. He said, "No, I'm going to ask Guru Maharaj first." I said, "Look, I'm only giving you dynamite. If you go to him, you'll receive an atom bomb." But he's the Ishvara there. He's the controller. He's the host. So I said, "Go." So he had to wait after some devotees were speaking to His Holiness Giriraj. And he eventually went in. And then His Holiness Giriraj said, "What's the matter?" He said, "You know, Guru Maharaj, you didn't eat yet and all the devotees are waiting to eat." He said, "What?" "That is all." And that was the atom bomb. "Why didn't you feed them?" But while that was happening, I already started the serve out. Like that. So when he came out, he said, "You are right." I said, "Yes, I'm not right, but I learned from the guru what it means to serve the Vaishnavas." Then he said, "Give me," and he was insistent, he said, "Give me one scriptural injunction that what we are doing is right." He's sort of a Niyamagraha fellow, you know, in that sense. Nice devotee. He has improved tremendously now. By that incident, he has improved. And he serves Vaishnavas first class. Okay. So I said, very simple, like that. Chaturvida Shri Bhagavat Prasado Sarvanna Triptan Hari Bhakta Sangan. Kritvaiva Triptin Bhajata Sadeva Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. Who knows the translation? try, paraphrase. Yes, tell us. Give him microphone. You can paraphrase. You can say in your own words, but don't change the meaning.
The spiritual master is offering foodstuff to Krishna, which are four types of chewed, drink, lick, and
yes.
suck. And when he sees that devotees are honoring prasad, then he's satisfied.
He's satisfied and very enlivened and enthusiastic, Prabhupada said in one place. Yes. It's not that... So I told him, the foodstuffs are already offered to the spiritual master when you offer on the altar. So he can take whenever he likes and wants by his free will. But then the spiritual master is very gladdened to see that the devotees are nicely honoring Bhagavad Prasad. And he said, yeah, it's quite interesting. Every day we sing this and I didn't know this. Like that. Yes. So it's important. It is important not to dissatisfy the Vaishnavas feeling that one should serve the Guru first. In fact, the Guru will be not be pleased also. So it's a very important factor that if you please Hari, and if you please the Guru, but if you don't please the Vaishnavas, then is Hari and Guru pleased? No. So this is Srila Prabhupada emphasizing on the purport by using the word devotees instead of the word demigods, clearly clarifying this point by the mercy of Kunti Devi through the consciousness of His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. All right, we'll leave more time for questions today. Any questions? Even from previous sessions that I had with you, last three sessions, that means two on chanting and one Srimad Bhagavatam class yesterday about a devotional service or bhakti yoga in anger. So if you have questions of any sorts, you can welcome to ask, even in general. There's several hands up here. There's at least five hands up, so you decide. Maybe send the microphone to the back, to the young man there. Raise your hand high. Yes, we'll begin with you.
Maharaj? You are telling that...
What's your name?
My name is Kiran.
What's your name?
Kiran. Kiran.
No, no. I sent the microphone to the back.
My name is Mohit.
He's a younger man. Your name is?
Mohit.
Mohit. So tell us, Mohit, what's your question?
Maharaji, my question is that whenever we get up in the morning early and chant in the Brahma Murata, you said. But whenever we get early...
It's hard for me to hear because I'm sitting on this side. I'm finding difficulty hearing his words. Can you go a little slowly, please? Repeat.
When we chant while the Brahma Murata
okay.
get up early...
You said when we chant and then...
Get up early in the Brahma Murata and chant.
You have to rise early in the morning during Brahma Murata. Yes.
That time we feel very sleepy while chanting.
That time you feel very?
Sleepy.
Sleepy.
Yes.
Okay, what time do you go to bed?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Then you have to go to bed earlier. Yes. What happens is the body becomes conditioned to sleep late and get up late. So in the beginning stages when you're making that change and you sleep early, and even if you have sufficient rest and you get up early, the body may be telling you, look, what happened? You always used to get me up at 7 o'clock. Now why are you getting me up at 3 o'clock? So the body language is speaking to you. So slowly you have to acclimatize the body. In other words, if you get up 7 o'clock in the morning, then slowly you get up at 6 o'clock, then 5 o'clock, then 4 o'clock. So gradually transition from the conditioning. And then gradually you sleep earlier also. From 10 o'clock you sleep at 9 o'clock, and then if you sleep at 8 o'clock, and then you can get up comfortably. Is that okay, Mohit?
Yes.
You want to try that?
Yes.
Yes, thank you very much. Another question from the ladies, Matajis, Vaishnavis, girls, any question? Yes, one hand is up there. Raise your hand, the microphone will come. Keep it up. There's two hands. But the one hand towards my left came up first.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
No, wait. Who has the microphone? No, the hand this side came up first. We'll come to you soon. Yes. What's your name?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, my name is Odisha.
Hmm?
Odisha.
Can't hear, I can't hear anything.
Odisha.
I can't hear any words you are saying.
Odisha.
Your name is?
Odisha. U-D-I-S-H-A.
Odisha. U-T-Sha. U-T-Sha.
Odisha,
yeah. Now, go slowly when you ask the question. I have to catch the words.
Maharaj, what is the right time to pray?
I didn't hear anything.
What is the right time?
What is the right time, yes?
For our prayers.
To
pray.
For prayer.
Yes.
What prayer are you talking about? Tell me.
Prayers like for all the other devotees who are around us.
For prayers for?
For devotees around us.
You are praying for devotees.
Yes, around.
So what's the words of the prayer?
For their spiritual well-being.
What's the words of the prayer that you pray for devotees? The words, actual words.
I pray for their spiritual well-being. How they...
I can't hear anything. We have competition with sound also on this side.
Can you hear Hare Krishna?
I want to understand your question more so that...
Hare Krishna. Hey, you can leave way for Mataji. They can come little in the front and speak. You all leave some way. They can come in the front. Maharaj, can you come little bit in the front and ask the question to Maharaj? I think there behind it is echoing too much.
The questions are extremely important, so I need to understand it to reciprocate with a nice answer.
Hare Krishna, is it better, Maharaj?
It's a little bit
better. Is it
better? Yeah. So, your name is Yutisha.
Yes, Maharaj.
Yes. How many rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra you chant every day?
Maharaj, I chant 16 rounds.
Okay, for how long now?
Maybe for 3 years.
3 years, nice. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna means Radha Krishna. And also Hare means the expansions of Radharani or the devotees of the Lord. So when we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it includes the devotees of the Lord. That's the best prayer. And when we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Srila Prabhupada said in one place, my dear Lord, please engage me in your devotional service. And we know that the Lord is never alone. So when we serve the devotees, it's actually service to Krishna, which means the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in the form of prayer. Now, what is your question?
My question is, Maharaj, like sometimes, should we have a time for prayer? Should we decide for...
Sometimes?
Should we decide a time for praying for other devotees?
You don't have to decide the time for prayer. Just like Srila Prabhupada said, when you are in distress, do you decide when you're going to pray or you pray immediately?
pray immediately.
Yes, so there's no time for prayer. Prayer can be always. So in times of distress, you pray immediately. Immediately you go to temple and you pray. Or immediately you think of the Lord and you pray. So similarly, in times of happiness, you should also immediately pray. So there's no time for that. It can be prayed at any time. Time is a servant of prayer. Not that prayer is a servant of time. Is that okay? All right. There's another microphone somewhere at the back. So can you start speaking? Let's see what happens. Name?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. My name is Radha Dyuti Devi Dasi.
Radha something Devi Dasi. What's the something?
Dyuti.
Duty.
Yes, Maharaj. Duty.
Effulgence.
Yes, Maharaj.
Rather, duty, Devi Dasi.
Yes.
Okay.
Maharaj.
Is the question heavy duty or light? So let us see. Ask your question.
Maharaj, I have a tendency to take Vaishnavas for granted.
You have a tendency to take Vaishnavas for granted.
So
give an example.
It's like my mother-in-law, father-in-law, my husband, they're all chanting 16 rounds, trying to follow the four regulative principles. So I see them every day, but still, you know, I mean, when I see them, I don't take them as, okay, Vaishnavas, I have to respect them. Sometimes I take them for granted. So I really want to get over this propensity.
So even Queen Kunti had that problem. So you in good company. You know, she had the difficulty. Should I see Arjuna and Yudhishthir first as my sons, or should I see them as devotees first? So she had that problem. And that type of problem is not material. It is transcendental problem. It can never be reconciled. So you're in good company with Queen Kunti. Now, obviously, if you are attached on the basis of familial relationships, you know, mother-in-law, father-in-law, mother, father, husband, wife, son, daughter, there is a natural inclination to be a well-wisher for their spiritual advancement. Because already connection is there. You know, in terms of familial relationship, like that. So if the connection is already there based on being a member of the family and they're all devotees, you know, obviously, another devotee that stays two doors away from you, or three doors away, or two streets away from you, when you come to temple, and then some of your family members did not come to the temple, so you will make sure you'll take some Mahaprasad for who?
For them, for the family.
For the family members. But did you think of the devotee that's staying two streets away from you who didn't come to the temple for Mahaprasad for them? It's not, because there's no familial relationship, you are not concerned so much about the other devotee because there's no familial relationship. So you're concerned about, because when you go home, they'll ask you, what did you bring from the temple for us? So then you'll take for them in a natural way and offer them Mahaprasad. But then you have to expand the family consciousness. You have to see the greater devotee family. And when you take Mahaprasad for your good husband and for your in-laws who are devotees, you should also consider taking Mahaprasad for that devotee who is not connected to you in the immediate family sense, that's two doors away or two streets away, and also offer them Mahaprasad. So when you do that activity, something happens in the heart. And what happens in the heart, you will not become over familiar with your own family members who are devotees, because you are expanding that consciousness to devotees who are not connected to you in a familial way in the family. So the more you do that simultaneously for the family members as well as for other devotees, the more you'll become less familiar, you know, and take them for granted in the immediate family. So we should do like that.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Is that clear?
Yes, Maharaj. Yes. Thank you.
So don't be selfish just for the family members' spiritual welfare, but you also have to be selfless for other members of the greater Krishna conscious family. And then that familiarity will be kicked out in no time. Is that all right?
Yes, Maharaj.
Like, for example, it's natural for you to cook for your husband. Right?
Yes.
Yes. But you know you're cooking for your husband, but you're cooking first for your husband and then his devotee. See? But your husband has devotee friends. Right?
Yes.
And they are also married, they have families. So because the familial relationship of another man not being your husband, you won't immediately cook. So you should, just as you serve your husband, you should serve those who are not in that relationship with you and their families also. See? So that familiarity will be nicely removed from the consciousness. And you'll see them first as devotees and then see them as the relationship with the family. It is extremely important. Like that. Is that all right?
Yes, Maharaj, thank you.
So some questions have been written down. So I'll read the question and then I can ask who asked the question. Because some of them are intelligent. They know the microphone may not come to them, so they send the question in written form so that their questions can be answered. So it says Hare Krishna, but they didn't write Hare Krishna, they wrote HK. So I gathered it's Hare Krishna. So HK will remind me of Hare Krishna. So it's nice if you see any sign outside when you travel or something, you see HK, Hare Krishna. So it says, thanks Maharaj for the nice class. Well, I thank you for being a nice listener. So the question is, when testing situation comes, what should we do to remain steady, enthusiastic and continue our seva and surrender? Oh, this person has three questions. So who asked the nice question? I mean, there's no subtle bodies here. You have to manifest your gross form. Who asked a nice question? We'll track you down by the handwriting later on. This is a very nice question. When you are in a situation that's very, you could say, trialing and tribulation, or provoking, or stressful, or depressive. This is the question. How can one remain steady and enthusiastic to continue in Krishna consciousness? So, I'll give you an example. In my system of management, when I managed major temples and major congregation members, like in Durban alone, when I was the president, we have over 5,000 congregation members living around the temple and over 14 initiating gurus involved. Now, that's not easy to deal with. It's easy to deal with one initiating guru, but not 14. Like that. And spread out. Like that. So, why did I say that? Now, let's see. There are trying situations amongst devotees, including in the congregation, as well as in the in the ashram. Like that. So we used to have what is called a congregational council and a temple council. So because I was the president, I was the chairperson of both councils. Nowadays, I recommend there should be a community president and a temple president. It makes it easier. And they are both ad hoc members of both councils. So I was the chairperson also of the congregational council. So with the temple council, it's easier to deal with. So I know that on the agenda, there's a hot topic. Because everyone has to get the agenda topics beforehand. That's how you organize yourself. And you have to say what you want to discuss so everyone reads up your presentation. And then when I read some of the presentations and the other members of the congregation council read, it's going to be musti-gosti, not istagosti. Like that. So the meeting was just about to begin. So one devotee chanted Kirtan and I read from Srimad Bhagavatam. And I said, before we start the meeting, I have one more point on the agenda. But I didn't include it on the agenda. Like that. So they asked, what is that? So then I passed the little pieces of paper around. And I said, you have to confidentially say truthfully. If you don't say truth, because the last leg of religion left in the Kali Yuga is truth, you'll fall down. So in that little piece of paper that I passed around, I simply asked the question, have you completed today your minimum of 16 rounds of japa before you came to this meeting? Like that. And there were 7 members in the council, including me, like that. So I said, you just write on yes or no. And you close the paper and you give it to me. Like that. So when I receive all the slips of paper, 5 of the 6 members did not complete the 16 rounds and they're sitting in the meeting because it's musti-gosti time. Like that. So I said, meeting adjourned for 2 hours. And then they asked why. I said, those of you who have completed your rounds, I didn't say 5 out of 6. You can chant more rounds. And if you haven't completed, you have 2 hours to chant. And then we'll come back to the meeting. And when I said that, the musti-gosti started. Said, no, you know, we came from far, this, that, we have to go back now. You're telling us 2 hours extra. I said, no. I am the chairman, you follow. So then one of them said, who actually didn't chant any rounds. He said, give us one good reason why you have to adjourn. I said, we are the Hare Krishna movement. We move with the Hare Krishna mantra. He was convinced. He said, yes, yes. I said, we are organized through the chanting of the holy names. You may be a big corporate man, it doesn't matter to me. Like that. So they all accepted and we chanted and I also chanted extra rounds, 35 that day. Like that. And we came back for the meeting after 2 hours. And then from that consciousness of musti-gosti, it actually entered into real ista-gosti. So I'm giving this experience that I have, that this is what you have to do. Even if you find it very difficult to chant, chant. And you'll find that Krishna is a suridam sarvabhutanam. And then gyatva mam shantam richati. Krishna is the best well-wisher, is the best friend. And he'll make you peaceful so that you can handle the most provoking and the most depressing and the most stressful situations. Just chant all your rounds before you get involved in anything else. Like that. Now, easier said than done. So another devotee in another place where I'm not involved in decision making, but I'm involved in influencing decision making. You understand that? I don't make the decision, but I influence how the decision is made. Like that. So I visit that place. So anytime they want to make a decision, they consult. Like that. So in the Western world, they call it a coach. You have a coach. So let's go to our coach. He's here. That's me. So let us hear from him before we make this decision. Like that. So the same thing I applied. That if you want to make a decision with me, you have to have completed your rounds. So one of the decision makers said, that time I was not sannyas, said, Prabhu, I find it very difficult to chant my rounds because this problem is too much. Like that. So I said, oh, is Krishna giving you the problem? He said, no. Then I said, why do you have a problem with the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra then? He said, you're right. Krishna is always there for me. It's a simple thing. Isn't it that simple? Yes. Krishna is always there for you. He has done nothing wrong to you. Rakshishi Radha Kunja Bihari is always there for you. There's nothing wrong. Just that simple fact when we discussed that you are having problems with other devotees and you are having problems with your own consciousness, but what's the problem with Krishna? Like that. So then he said, I thought Krishna also was the problem. I asked how. He said, how did Krishna send me this problem? Yeah. His reasoning like that. See? I said, you go and chant Hare Krishna and everything will be all right. Like that. And he did. So you have to have the potency to pick up your bead bag and immediately chant Hare Krishna. Even in the most provoking, in the most depressing, in the most stressful situations. Do that. Like that. And Krishna is definitely is Suridam Sarvabhutanam. There's no greater well-wisher than the Supreme Lord. There's no greater friend than the Supreme Lord. Just by chanting his holy names. Now, is that subtle body manifested the gross body to tell me who, if you answer, are you satisfied with the answer? Or? Okay, maybe it's a personal question in a general way they asked for the benefit of everyone else. Okay, good. Then the questions continue. How to develop friendship with devotees as you were discussing in previous class? You know, this Mitra means friend. Yeah. It's not a question of analysis, logic, reason, argument, debate, or even practice, or even sadhana. Like that. When you are sincere and serious in practicing Krishna consciousness, Krishna as the principal friend and well-wisher will send you friends. And you will also become friends of others. It's not a question of development. It's not a question of development. When the practice of Krishna consciousness is the same for you and for others, everyone's on the same page. So amongst all of those who are on the same page, which indicates that a devotee is a friend of every living entity, both non-devotees and devotees, So from your perspective, you are already friend. But the question gives rise to, do you have a close friend, an intimate friend, that you can scream at, like we said, that you can vent your anger at, like that. So how is that developed? Tadati, prati, grinati, guyam, akyati, prichati, bhungte, bojayate, chaiva, sadvidi priti, lakshanam. Don't start with tadati, prati, grinati, guyam, akyati, prichati. Don't start with that. You start with bhungte, bojayate, cheva. You start with offering Krishna a prasad. And when they become attached to your devotion in your cooking, then you find guyam comes normal, automatic. Guyam akyate. And then you find, oh, you please me so much, let me give you a gift, and you give me a gift. You know, reciprocation. So it starts with bhungte bojayate cheva, because service to Vaishnavas begins with the tongue. Like that. The tongue is used to taste more than used to vibrate. Like that. And Srila Prabhupada gave the example of a child. The child, you know, he'll walk and he'll put anything in mouth. So that is more effective first. Like that. So when you do that, even to a person who's new to you as a devotee, because you're also new to devotees and you're a beginning devotee or you are an established devotee, but you don't have friends. Like that. And of course, if you do not know how to cook, then you can still invite for prasad by getting some maha prasad and sharing and so forth. You'll find just by doing that, this first two automatically manifests itself just by offering prasad and honoring prasadam together. Like that. So we do like that. You don't have to develop friendship. It comes of its own nature by following Srila Rupa Goswami's loving exchanges amongst the devotees, especially Bhungte Bojayate Chaiva, which we discussed in more detail. One nice Mataji asked a question, remember? Somebody asked a question about that, and I said, you should serve the Vaishnavas. Not only Vaishnavas, serve even those who are not Vaishnavas to make them devotees. All right. Oh, there's much more questions came here. So I'm not sure how much time we have. We'll just go on, huh? Like that? All right. Thank you for your blessings. It says, Hare Krishna Maharaj, holy name of Krishna is the incarnation of Krishna. No. Holy name of Krishna is not an incarnation of Krishna. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. The holy name of Krishna is Krishna himself. It's not an incarnation. When we say Kali Kala Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar, Krishna is descended in the form of the holy name. Not that the holy name is an incarnation of Krishna. So it is extremely important to know that when you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. It is the manifestation of Radha Krishna. Not just Krishna. So when Radha Krishna come, and you are chanting Hare Krishna, and they have said, you called for us, what do you want? And then you will turn down and tell them, I am busy, I will see you later. No, you have chanted our names, but we have come. And now you are neglecting us. Why? I am busy. What are you busy doing? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So they say, well, you are still chanting and we have come. I am very busy. What are you busy doing? I know if I chant you will come, but I have to bring others to you. I have to bring others to you. Only if the last person who is not Krishna conscious comes to you, then I will consider to associate with you. So in this way, the holy name of Krishna, Radha Krishna, Hare Krishna mantra, is more powerful than Radha and Krishna themselves. This is the fact. This is a fact. When one is in that consciousness of chanting, then the Vipralamba Seva comes from Radha Krishna, not from you. They feel separation from you. Rather, you are feeling separation from them. The holy name is more powerful than the manifest forms of Radha Krishna themselves. There's a second part of this question. Can Radhani, energy of Krishna, also appear as the holy name? Yes, Hare Krishna is Radha Krishna, Prabhupada said. That one came last. Next, as there are some rules while chanting, like we should chant in the Brahma Muhurta attentively, whereas we do kirtan, taking holy name at any time, any place. So is there any difference between that? Who asked the question? I need more clarity on the question. I need more clarity. Maybe English not your first language, but I need more clarity.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Yes.
Yeah. While chanting, there are some rules. Like we should chant in Brahma Muhurta and attentively.
Chanting has no rules. Nam Nam Akari Bahudanija Sarva Shaktis Tatra Pita Niyamita Smaranena Kalaha. Smaranena Kalaha. There are no hard and fast rules in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra according to time, circumstance, place, or type of consciousness that one possesses. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, thank you.
We have many questions, so I'm moving ahead. Hare Krishna Maharaj, Hare Krishna. Maharaj, I am having habit of keeping grudges about devotees for long. If they had troubled me any time, but I don't want it. Please help me. Keeping grudge means worse than living in the bathroom. When you go to bathroom to evacuate, do you stay there? You leave it? Leave the place? Immediately, after you finish. Like that. So keeping grudge is worse than that. You can evacuate normally. But why are you keeping something that's worse than evacuating? You must immediately evacuate that grudge. Because it is worse than living in bathroom. Now, we do an exercise like that in Bhakti Sadachar. Very powerful exercise, and it helps. You are keeping grudge because you like to feel hurt. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense, right? You are keeping grudge because you like to feel hurt. So if somebody hurt you, the person who hurt you, are they feeling hurt or who is carrying that? Who is carrying that hurt felt feeling? You. So because you like to feel hurt, you will keep grudge. And the other person has nothing to do with it anymore. Like that. There was one person before he became a devotee, like that. At least a few times a week at home, like that, his wife will slap him. Like that. And when his wife slaps him, he asks, "Why you did that?" Then she'll slap him again. And then he asks the third time, "Why you did that?" She'll slap him the third time. So he realized when he asked why he did that, he's telling her, "Slap me again." He realized by saying that he's telling her to slap me again. So then a few days he went away out of station to another place for work, and he was away from home. Like that. So when he came back home, his wife asked him, "Did you miss me?" He said, "Yes, I missed your slapping." So she slapped him again. It becomes a conditioning. It's a nice feeling to be slapped by my wife. So when he became a devotee and she became a devotee, she stopped slapping him because you don't do that. You become cultured like that. So then one day he approached me. He said, "You know, I find this very strange and I cannot explain it. I still miss my wife slapping." You know, the material energy is very funny. Very funny. So in the same way, people like to feel hurt. Like that. And that feeling of hurt leads to the association of the personification of loneliness. And that becomes your best friend. And how do you know that loneliness is your best friend? Because you cry when you take a bath and nobody is watching. Or under the shower. Or when you're driving your car from work and you're the father, before you enter the house, you sit in the car and you cry a little bit because you know when you go inside it's going to be miserable. So we take shelter of the personification of loneliness. Loneliness becomes your best friend. And how you know this? When somebody speaks to you, why are you keeping grudge? "Oh, leave me alone. Leave me with the personification of loneliness." When you say, "Leave me alone." I don't want to speak to devotees. Keeping that nice feeling, I like to feel hurt, which means keeping grudge. It has to be booted out. There's no value in this. Then somebody may ask, it is very difficult to get rid of this keeping grudge and feeling hurt. Like that. It may be difficult for you, but it is easy for Krishna. It is easy for Krishna. So you go back to see whether you are actually chanting your japa. Whether you're actually chanting your japa. So when you're actually chanting your japa, Krishna will remove this. It's easy for him. He will remove this. It's easy for him. So that's from the personal perspective of the person who asked this question. Now, such a person who's deeply hurt and keeping grudge, resulting in the association of the personification of loneliness. If you know such a person, what are you doing to give that person a support system? There's two ways. Like that. If you know such a person who's suffering by feeling pain as an enjoyment, but you know it's a suffering, you should do something about it practically immediately. So you should find out who caused the pain to that person. You should find out why the person is become weak spiritually by keeping grudge, and why the person is keeping away from the association of devotees. Because to make one devotee, and then the devotee is no more associating with devotees because of keeping grudge and feeling pain by how they have been handled by other devotees, it takes gallons of blood. It takes oceans of devotees' energy to make one devotee. And now that devotee is no more with the devotees. So we should see, what did we do wrong for the devotee to feel that pain and keep grudge? So we should offer that support system to bring them back. Bring them back at all costs. So then, a responsible devotee should find out what caused that pain. What caused the devotee to keep grudge? And find out who did that. And immediately preach to that other devotee, it's because of your actions this person is feeling like that. It's very difficult for them to chant Hare Krishna. You want to send them to hell? You want to send them to hell by losing faith in chanting, by losing faith in the process, by losing faith in devotees? No. We are preaching to so many new people to become devotees, but at the same time we should maintain those who are already devotees. It is more important. Srila Prabhupada gave famous letter, boil the milk. Don't thin the milk and let people live. So the devotee should make one's own efforts to know that keeping grudge is worse than living in toilet, and make some efforts to kick it out. At the same time, the other devotee should give the support system to help the devotee to kick it out. Both must be there. One's own effort to improve and the mercy of Vaishnavas as a support system to also improve. Both have to be there. Because the mercy of Krishna follows the mercy of the devotees. So the devotee's mercy means Krishna's mercy will come. So be merciful to that particular devotee who's suffering by keeping grudge. And at the same time, the devotee who's keeping grudge and associating with loneliness as a result of feeling, I like to feel pain. Like that. So this combined will immediately bring out the devotee in the blissful state of Krishna consciousness again. So please try to do that. Make it your responsibility individually, and then take responsibility collectively to help that particular devotee or devotees in your community. Who asked the question? Of course, it may be personal, but if somebody wants to comment or contribute to that, also you're welcome. Anyone likes to say more about it? Not necessarily you have asked the question. You want to say more? Yes, tell us. No, he didn't ask the question. He just wants to say more. What's your name?
My name is Nama Prabhu Das, Maharaj. Nama Prabhu Das.
Nama Prabhu Das. Nice name. I'm envious of your name. I'm not envious of you. I'm envious of your name. It's better than my name. Don't tell this to His Holiness Giriraj Swami. Transcendental envy. Tell us Nam Prabhu, Prabhu.
In association of devotees, we find sometimes some devotees have such nature, Maharaj, and we try to help them out, but sometimes it is seen they have made it as a part of their personality. That they...
becomes a conditioning.
Conditioning.
Yes.
So then it becomes very difficult to always go to them, sit with them and make them clear that this is not some injustice or wrong behavior and you should not be holding grudges.
Mm-hmm.
It is like we are trying to help them out for some number of times,
mm-hmm.
but they are conditioned for it.
Yes.
Then I find it very difficult to do for that particular devotee over and over again.
Yes. The reason why it is difficult to help such a devotee who's keeping grudges and was conditioned to feel hurt is that you are in the way of Krishna's magic. You are in the way of Krishna's magic. When we try to become the doer to help others, it will not work. We have to become the transparent medium of the disciplic succession and Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Get out of their way and they will do the magic. When we help somebody to improve in Krishna consciousness, we should not be result orientated. We should help them in consciousness of Krishna helping them. Therefore, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Not that I am a counselor and you are my counselee, and because of me, you are improving. You are in Krishna's way. You may be designated as a service as a counselor, see it as a service to be a transparent medium for Krishna to act. Srila Prabhupada was approached by one disciple. And the disciple said, Srila Prabhupada, I have lost faith in all devotees, but I only trust you. Srila Prabhupada replied, don't trust me also because I will also cheat you. Trust Krishna. So the disciple was bewildered. But Srila Prabhupada, I know you will not cheat me. Srila Prabhupada said, everyone has the tendency to cheat. And they'll cheat more when they have a service that controls others. Why? Because when you have persons under your care, what happens? you have to artificially show them that you are a good role model. You are not as you are. You have to artificially put on a show that I am more advanced than you, therefore I am your counselor. Therefore I am your guru. Therefore I am your GBC man. Therefore I am your head pujari. That is artificial. That is not as it is. Like that. So when you help somebody, you have to tell them also what is your weakness. You have to expose yourself to them. Be as you are. That is transparency. That is transparency. And when you are as you are, then you can make progress. Huh? When you are not as you are, something outside but something else inside, then you'll never progress. Like that. So even in helping somebody, don't play that big psychologist. Be as you are. Like that. So one time, I was requested to help somebody. But somehow it was a big festival time, and I was a little behind with my chanting of japa. But I had an appointment with this person. Like that. So, that person, I told her in the presence of another devotee, another male-bodied devotee, I told her that before you meet with me, you make sure you complete your 16 rounds. Like that. So when I went and met with the person and I didn't complete my 16 rounds. So I said, look, before we meet, can we chant together? And there was three of us chanting. So she said, but why? You know, it's time for the appointment. We have discussed things. But why we have to chant? I said, look, honestly speaking, I cannot help you if I haven't completed my 16 rounds minimum. She said, really? You haven't completed your 16 rounds? I always thought you complete your 16 rounds in the morning. I said, no, this is me. You have to accept me as I am. So I completed my 16 rounds in her association and the other devotees' association. And I said, now we can start the discussion. Like that. So she said that, I have no questions to ask. Everything was resolved while we were chanting. So I said, how is that? She said, because you were honest in telling me you didn't complete your rounds, that resolved all my problems. Like that. So we should not put on a show of who we actually are not. We should be as it is and help people. Don't be in Krishna's way. You be as you are, then Krishna will work through you to help the other persons. So someone may ask the question, but Maharaj, you know, what is this answer that to this question is asking? It is the answer. You be as you are, find your place and progress in Krishna consciousness. And in that way, when you help others, they will see that this person is always the same inside as well as outside. And that's the best help you can give somebody, to accept you as you are. And you see, they will improve. So don't feel that that person is keeping grudge. There's something wrong with them. There may be everything wrong with you in trying to help them by being in Krishna's way and not being as you are. Like that. Is that all right? No, I'm not sure.
Maharaj.
I think we should conclude sometime. No?
Yeah, Maharaj, personally, some devotees can ask you questions.
There's like an ocean of questions here.
Yes, sir. Those who are given the questions can come to stage, meet Maharaj.
No, don't come on the stage. I'll come down to you.
Yes, Maharaj.
It's better, you know.
Yeah. Because devotees haven't honored
like
their prasadam.
I'm all alone here, you know, a loneliness. It's like I'm all, I know there's Tulsi Maharani, there's Prabhupada, but I'm not with you. I'm not qualified to be with them. But at the same time, if I'm with you by your association, I may be qualified to be with them later on. So I will come there. Is that okay? So there are other questions also here, which we can also take because there's one more program, right?
Afternoon.
During the Sunday feast.
Sunday feast as
well. We can take these questions.
And also now a few minutes, they can meet some devotees, meet you on.
Yeah, they can still meet me, but we'll keep these questions for the Sunday feast program because besides speaking about Prabhupada's arrival in the Western countries, we can also, I know Prabhupada will know this is a service to the devotees also. Is that all right?
Yes, Maharaj.
All right, so some of you may be hungry, so they give honor, offer prasad now? Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Bhagavat prasadam ki jai, Nithai Gaur Premanande Harihara.
Isamad Bhakti Brihad Bhagavat Maharaj ki jai.